Ramble.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Welcome to the tripod. How we feeling out there?
Feeling good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
How you feeling, Keith?
Fucking good, bro.
I had a weird night last night.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but I just woke up at 3 a.m. and I just couldn't sleep. I just couldn't. It wasn't, you know, it's not the normal chronic pain couldn't sleep. I just was uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And so I rolled around, I did my thing, kind of dozed off for about an hour.
Yeah.
But, you know, from like 4 to 5:30, I was up.
That's
so
right.
I go, you know what? I'm just gonna embrace this. I'm gonna be up. I'm gonna check the Twitter. I'm gonna play the Wordle. I did this all in bed from 4 to 5:30 in the morning. I have this new mat that I lay on. It's an infrared mat. It gets really hot. It heats up to like 150 degrees. It helps with my back. So I laid on this mat. Can I get this a little louder in my ear?
Yeah.
And so I laid on this mat and I just scalded my skin for about 30 minutes, which kind of lulled me back to sleep, which was nice. Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it felt good. I started to sweat, which is unpleasant. I had covered myself in a blanket. And then I finally, at 7 a.m., I fell back asleep, which is a bad time to fall back asleep.
Bad.
And so then I texted you guys and said, hey, fellas, I'm going to need a couple extra minutes this morning.
Yeah.
And here I am, because you know what? The show must go on.
Wow. Unbelievable. Welcome to the tripod, everybody. I brought my synthesizer, one of my synthesizers today, and because I thought we were going to record two in a row, not that we ever actually do that. We always record them on every single week, but we didn't. But I still wanted to play a little synthesizer for the audience for the fun.
Well, we're missing a Ned today, and he leaves a heavy hole in our hearts.
He does. Oh, he leaves a big old hole.
A big hole.
Wherever he goes.
Hole. Yeah, yeah. Ned's known for those big holes. And we need a little synth to get it going, which I feel like... I mean, you guys tell me. I think it makes any story pretty dope.
It does. I kept feeling like you were going to start rapping or something.
It does seem like you were doing a long intro.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a Marauder song, you know? Like, he just talks. Right. But I could have done it in my accent.
Honestly, most of the synthesizer people are sort of like obscurely European. Yeah. Like, they're like Finnish or Swedish or Dutch, and I love their tutorials. Also, all the people who have synthesizers have really nice, like, shallow depth of field cameras that they are shooting their boards with, and like everything looks really crisp. I'm like, wow, the production value of this video that has 7,000 views is out of control good. Like, I'm not even kidding. They're so sharp and beautiful, and they're so well made. But it's like you have to. It's for the audience who bought one of these and wants to know how to use this specific board. So it has 7,000 views.
Aha.
But it's an hour and a half tutorial, and it's very thorough, and it's amazing. But it's not really for everyone.
Niche, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, gang, I'm glad you're here.
You know what? Happy to be here. Happy to see you.
Yeah, it's nice to be here. Mm-hmm. It's, what is it? Late Jan?
Yeah, late Jan.
Late January.
It's a Thursday.
Starting to teeter on the edge of the end of Jan.
We're almost a 12th through the year.
That's right.
2022 is almost done.
Oh my God.
Just begun, almost done.
Well, I like that. Well, today we have a very special episode planned, considering it's the almost the end of Jan, and yeah. I'm asking you guys to look under your seats.
Oh, no! Yeah. Miles, yes. Don't yes. you do this. Oh, my God.
Better fucking under
under your seat. Look under look under your seat.
Oh, shit.
We're doing an episode.
Let's fucking go.
About getting wasted.
Are we getting high, Miles?
Well, that's up to you.
Are we waking and baking?
I just thought it'd be I scrounged.
I've been surprised with
you guys can share the weed one, maybe.
Five milligram.
I'm on a dry January, but excluding weed.
Well, exactly.
This is mine. I left these here.
Yeah, and our fridge is stacked with booze and
what
weed
I love
drinks.
About this one, here's a little free ad. This one has caffeine as well. It's a yerba mate.
Oh, really?
You know, this is a weed soda company.
Wow, that's fun.
Let's go and blur that logo. I love this company.
Uh-huh.
And I met with the owner.
Really?
Yeah. And wow. I was like, hey, I love this. I've never done this before, but like, I'm interested in investing. I don't even know how that works.
Whoa, that's cool.
And I got turned down.
He said, no, I don't want your money.
He was like, I don't need you right now.
Right.
Logan and then Paul like already 2 days later, he announced their investors and it was big people. And I was like, yeah, I get it.
I get it. You don't want me to sort of act like I'm doing charity.
Yeah. They just offered me a lot of free weed. And I'm like, you know what? I'll take it.
That's fun. See, I'm doing dry Jan / weed Jan, smokeless Jan.
Oh, so no weed.
For me, I did smoke. I'm doing smokeless, tokeless, dry January. Smokeless? I'm doing tokeless, and it's a fun time. But I thought it'd be fun to do an episode about partying and getting fucked up because it's dry January, and everyone wants to hint at the excitement of after Jan partying.
That's true. I got two weddings in the Feb.
Oh, there's so many weddings this year. It's unbelievable.
This is great timing. Because I was just sharing how I'm really not doing anything. Open it.
Open it.
I feel like I secretly don't work at the Try Guys anymore.
The company's moved on.
The company's moved on, and like we just both haven't acknowledged it yet. So today's Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm going to be filming for 1 hour tomorrow. Okay?
Okay.
Otherwise, I haven't filmed since Tuesday. Last Tuesday. Not this Tuesday. Last Tuesday.
Yeah.
Where I also filmed for an hour and a half.
Right.
So it's like things are going on. People are making videos. And I think they just forgot to ask me.
Do you still work here?
And it's kind of glorious.
That's great.
Well,
there
now
we're
definitely filming two eps today. Let's fucking
we're
go,
doing
baby.
Two?
We got it.
Obviously. I got the synth for
bass.
We've got a busy month here at Try Guys. but we are going to be filming finally our Food Network show. In late Feb.
Yes, that's right.
We'll be traveling the cunch.
That is fun.
That's a horton. No. Ooh.
Oh, that's too close.
Traveling the cunch.
Traveling the cunch.
You know, not all words are meant to be shortened, and I just learned that live. Yep.
Wow, that is very exciting. But
let's just be clear, that was
unch
with a hard CH.
Yeah, there's no T in there.
Why would you even say that?
Yeah, I don't know.
No one was thinking it.
Sorry, no one was thinking it. But so I see. Now here's
the synthesizer like 10 times louder.
You want it to be louder?
It's barely a whisper.
I'll turn you up. How's that?
No, but don't just turn it up for me. Turn it up for the people.
Okay, here we go.
I want the people to feel it.
There we go. Turn it up.
Yeah.
Oh, it is fucking. This is like morning radio DJ jams. If you're listening to your car on the way to the radio, on your way to the freaking work, I want you to take a deep look at yourself in the mirror.
A deep look.
A deep look. And I want you to say, I'm worth it, bitch.
I'm worth it, bitch. I want you to look in the mirror, take a deep look, and say, this is my cunch.
This is my cunch.
And I'm worth it, bitch.
I want you to take a deep look in the mirror, put that turn signal on, and merge left.
Oh!
This is my cunch.
Oh, man.
Oh!
I love this.
Man. It's fun. It's
morning
just a fun
radio
toy.
DJ. You know, actually, this is fun because I feel like it makes everything sound more important. But I did title the episode that came out most recently. I was playing with an episode format that is a little untraditional, and what I did was title the episode 59 Minutes of Hot Goss. And it turns out that YouTube likes that title structure. Number 1 out of 10.
I love that. I've been pushing.
Yeah, all lowercase too.
Yes.
And
make it weird. Make it weird.
Make it weird. Make it saucy. Make it weird. Make it saucy. Make. But anyway, so I'm excited to sort of see what kind of title this has. Morning Radio DJ Set Feet Keith.
Can we title it Welcome to My Cunch?
Welcome to Cunch.
Cunch Talk.
But anyway, so I've assembled, speaking of doing the party and getting wasted
yeah,
episode.
Yeah, I'm like halfway through this.
How long do the weed soda stick to kick in?
We'll find out.
All right.
Not fast enough.
I did look through an old email that we don't really use that much anymore, but there's some really good stuff on there. It's imdrunktryguys@gmail.com.
Hey!
And I've assembled some fantastic emails here to sort of send over that we can read. I'll read the first one, and then I'll sort of send you guys some of the rest ones, and we're going to get into it. It's okay. See, you know, what people are partying and what they're up to.
I might go take a nap after this. This is going to be a
good my plan was to work out and then go to the dentist, so the dentist is going to get a really funny Keith. I've never gone to the dentist high, which I don't know why I haven't.
Yeah.
That seems like a great place to be high.
It seems like one of the top two places.
Like, right? Because it's a really awkward that they're going to talk to you. Why do they talk to you?
I know, it's weird.
It's like, so how's everything been? I'm like, what are you talking about, man? Your hand's in my mouth. What am I supposed to do?
No, that is weird. I don't quite understand why they talk to
they
you.
Should put on music.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go.
Like Katy Perry.
Sure. Yeah. And then I'll sing along.
I don't know why. Yeah, you should be.
The dentist just takes a deep sigh and is like, you know, sometimes I do feel like a plastic bag.
Good song.
I feel like a lot of places should have bars/smoke rooms.
Oh, yeah?
Like a dentist.
Dentist has a smoke room?
Yeah, fucking shisha.
One of the worst things for your teeth.
That's a good point. But I just meant like a laundromat. I've always
and like
been
a hard candy store.
Inside the dentist. I've always wanted to do a laundromat that's a bar in the front and a laundry in the back, baby.
I'm surprised that doesn't exist in LA.
I know. Well, in New York, too, it's like there nobody has laundry and they're in building or in machine.
Or like New York, I feel like, has a secret bar that's in the back of a laundromat.
There must be.
Right.
We went to a restaurant and threw one once.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was
a
like a jewelry store.
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
It was like a weird jewelry store. And then the back door was like an amazing fancy restaurant.
Yeah.
It was very bizarre.
That's really yummy. Cool.
It was good. Your parents took us out.
Yum, yum.
That was nice.
Oh,
and they had
right.
champagne in the bathroom. For the girls.
There was champagne in the bathroom for
remember
the girls?
Remember the girls got free champagne in the bathroom, but there was nothing in the boys' bathroom.
That's hilarious.
I know. Steffi came back with champagne. We're like, where'd you get that? She said, the bathroom. And then your mom was like, well, I got to see this. She went, came back, champagne. She
weird.
Was like, you weren't lying. There's champagne in the bathroom.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I like that. All right, here we go.
Girls have it all. Yeah.
Girls do have
girls
it all.
Girls have it all.
Girls
around the world.
Girls. Okay, here we go. Now, this is an email at imdrunktryguys@gmail.com. If you get drunk and you want to tell your thoughts to us, please email imdrunktryguys@gmail.com. Hello, friends.
Hi.
It took me so long to figure out if the email address was right because typing is very hard when tipsy.
Mm.
Uh-oh.
Love that. I've been out on a few quote-unquote dates. Mm-hmm. It's hookups, but I know y'all like to keep things PG-13.
We do.
Do we?
We
don't.
Call this place a cunch.
Yeah. We did like a fuck episode 2 episodes ago. It was raunchy.
Now that thing hanging.
Yeah. Okay. With this guy. After a few times hanging out, he said he was staring to get feelings for me.
Mm-hmm.
To preface, I said he was a really good kisser.
Oh, he catching feels because your lips are doing
gotta
the
catch
work.
Feelings.
Your lips are heavy lifters.
And if you kept being such a good kisser, you would have to deal with the consequences, which was my attempt to be flirty. Oh, wait. Okay. Let's go back. To preface, he said he was a really good kisser.
Okay.
And if I kept being such a good kisser, he would have to deal with the consequences.
Oh, which you're such a good kisser. You keep that up, you're going to have to deal with the consequences.
Like a boner.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a consequence, I guess.
Raise the flag.
I'm flying at half mast, babe.
You keep kissing me, I'm gonna get a boner.
Can you imagine saying that? Wow.
Hey, if you keep kissing me like that, you're gonna give me a boner.
Oh my god.
That is such a creepy
you keep
thing
those
to say.
Lips going, I'm gonna be happy.
Well, you don't talk loudly when you're kissing.
No,
you just don't, because you're right there.
You keep kissing me like, kiss me like that again, I'll get a boner.
You keep kissing me like that, I'm going to catch feels.
Excuse, all right, fam. If you keep kissing me like that, whoa, you're going to deal with the consequences.
Call the vibe.
That's like a Tim Robinson sketch.
It really is.
Oh, God. Okay. This guy and I work together occasionally and joke about maybe fooling around when we're both on break at work.
Did I hear they work together occasionally? Yeah,
I don't know what that means.
All right.
This guy and I work together. Yeah, okay. A joke about maybe fooling around when we're both on break at work. Yeah, fucking on break.
That's hot and cool.
Yeah,
that's
cool. Absolutely hot.
That's cool and hot.
You guys ever worked a job with somebody and fooled around on the job? Sorry. Yeah. Me and my high school girlfriend worked at a Froyo shop together at the same time.
Yeah, I've definitely had like
work you make out session in the back.
Yeah, I mean, really? Not during work, but like, yes, it's hot. Yes. It's hot. It's cool.
Yeah,
I'm on board.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I, you know, but there are people also who, you know, when you like hook up in the theater building somewhere.
Yeah,
at college, that's equal.
Oh, yeah, that's
similar.
It's the forbidden love.
Yeah,
yeah, I like that.
We shouldn't, but we must.
But we must.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
The last time after we quote-unquote hung out and we're both on break, thing got really awkward. Oh, so it sounds like they went on a date and then it went south.
Also, I want to clarify, I never did hook up with anybody in the theater building. That was a dream of mine.
Were you just trying to be cool? Were you showing off?
No, I wanted to make sure people know I wasn't cool. I did not effectively do that, but people did.
Yeah, people definitely did. I think I kissed... Well, I had a girlfriend in college for a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I kissed somebody in the dark hallway of a theater building, but not like anything more. I didn't fuck in the building.
You didn't fuck in the theater building. You know people definitely did, and I heard about it.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, they totally fucked in one of the practice rooms.
Well, with lips like that, you're going to have to face the consequences.
Yeah, I'm going to get a boner.
All right, what's her deal?
Now if I ask him, it got awkward during the break. Now if I ask him to hang out, he doesn't respond. But if I post on Instagram or Snapchat, he always comments, DMs, or swipes up.
Oh.
Yeah, I bet he does.
You're tracking his swipe ups.
Yeah, he's tracking.
You got me swiping up over here.
You're going to have to deal with the consequences of my boner swiping up.
Swiping up.
I thought this guy might like me, but am I just wasting my time? I really liked him. P.S. Please roast me and him. Attached is a picture of him.
Of him.
Oh, this is thrilling.
So I don't think we can show this on the thing because
no,
he didn't
show it to us.
But this is what he looks like.
Let me see.
But he does have a big beanie and a skater hat. He seems like he probably caught feels and he's feeling awk.
I'm going to tell you I'm just going to tell you from looking at that photo, Obviously he caught feels and obviously, girl, you could do better if you want, okay?
Uh-huh.
You got those lips. Can I get a little soundy?
Also, this guy would love this.
Oh, he would love a synthesizer.
You got those lips that are... consequences. And yeah. you don't need to deal with yeah. this shit. He's looking on the younger side, okay? He's an insecure little boy. Insecure little boy.
But he also might just be nervous. He might
yeah,
like...
but you know what, man? As someone who was a young man, let me tell you.
Yeah.
You don't want to fucking... You don't... They're stupid.
You think that there's boys that aren't nervous when they're 17? I feel like every boy is nervous.
I thought he was 17.
Oh, sorry. When they're 18?
If he's under 25, which I guarantee you he is...
Yeah, he's under 25.
Then he's stupid.
That's true.
Men are stupid until long time.
But he said he wanted to deal with the consequences, which I'm not sure really. Yeah, that's, or no, she said it would deal with the consequences of the kissing.
I don't even know what her question is.
Her question is just like, what should she do? So essentially they went on a date. It was kind of hot. They went to break. They didn't hook up. On my break, I was awk. So she seems like she doesn't know necessarily what to do and how to move forward. They went on a date, they kissed, then they were on break, and I think he's probably worried about like that she likes him too much. I feel like that's common. You don't want to be held down when you're
But I thought that he liked her too much. He had to deal with the consequences.
Yeah, he's probably just in his head. He's feeling anxious, he's feeling awkward.
I think you text him and you say, "So are we going out or what?"
Yeah. I think so. I think
and if he says no, you move on.
Damn right.
And then if he doesn't respond, you say, okay, I guess it's or what?
Or what?
We level up at Whoa. The end there.
We got a coin at the end.
Wow, we got a bonus coin.
A coin.
You got a coin.
Yeah. I think that it's just...
You're so concentrated when you do that that you're incapable of speaking.
No, I'm just speaking the point. I didn't even hear you. I'm listening for what's happening in the music and then trying to feel, do I like that or not? And then leaning into it or leaning away from it.
Do you think you could do both at the same time or is it too much?
I probably could, but they would be like... It'd be like when someone's trying to explain a story and also follow complicated directions. Uh-huh. It's like, okay, so yeah, we were at the store and we were looking for frozen pizza. Yeah. And then that would be how it would go.
When you use that thing, you're in Berlin in front of 70,000 people.
I'm fucking right.
All right.
I mean, still, it's cool. So what's cool is that bass deck with the clicks and stuff. So I built that on two different tracks slowly. And then what I'm doing is holding down a thing and I'm affecting the entire track at once.
That's so cool.
I'm affecting things like the frequency, the amount of frequencies you're hearing. And then the coolest thing is the LFO, which basically sends all of it through filters. Mm-hmm. And the filters themselves are going through other presets that are already happening. So this right now, it says it's filtering through the harmonic filter. And if I go into a harmonic filter, I can change it. And then it'll change it even more because half of it's routing, more of it's routing through the harmonic filter than normal. Probably sounds like gobbledygook.
It does.
But it's cool. And I'm starting to even understand what I'm saying.
LFO is cool. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. Take it if I have one wish.
Speaking of, I was listening to 100 Gecs on the way here. You guys heard that? It's crazy.
What are you talking about?
100 Gecs.
What did you just call us?
100 Gecs.
Oh, Keith is done with
one. It's because you have a 5 and I've got a 2.5. So I got a...
How long? Yeah, I've never had the weed soda.
They take 30 minutes.
Yeah, I'll tell you that's fun. I'm on about 3.5 to 4 hours of sleep.
Nice. Whoa, that's not
You didn't sleep that much. What were you up doing?
Did you not hear my story? That started
the back pain. Yeah, I do remember that.
I know that you normally suffer in the night.
Oh, I suffer in the night.
You suffer in the night and then you wake up. And I was thinking about, you told me the other day that you like preheat this like pad when you get out of bed.
Yeah, that was the story I told up top.
That sounds cool.
That does sound cool.
I would like to get in one of those.
Maybe you were so mystified by the music up top that listeners, you didn't tell it. So I've never done this before, but I'll tell a story a second time on this show. When I was a wee lad, I had a shirt with a shark on it.
Yeah, I was thinking recently, I was like, what haven't we talked about on the podcast? I think we may be out of stories.
Well, that's why I brought the synthesizer. Yeah, know, to give the audience something new. See if they like. If they really like this episode, we could just switch it to an all synth podcast.
Yeah. I think that's a great plan.
I think that's good.
Guy can bring everybody their own synthesizer.
4 cents.
We can jam.
That's cool.
But yeah, every morning I wake up early. This is as of like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I roll over and as I hit snooze on my alarm, I go bloop and I turn on this hot mat.
Love it.
And then I go back to bed for like 5-10 minutes.
It's not Eugene's partner. This is a different hot
a hot mat. Yeah, different hot mat.
And then in about 10 minutes, it heats up to like 150 degrees. And then I lay on the mat for about 30 minutes.
That's hot.
Yeah, it's hot.
It's hot.
And it's got a bunch of crystals in it that I don't know what they do.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to like get your blood flowing and clear toxins. And there are different like pulse waves and like just as your synthesizer is complicated, this is like this thing has 12 different presets. It has like I can change the frequency, the PMF frequency, the pulse frequency, the heat. I don't understand what any of it fucking means, and it feels good.
Fuck yeah,
that's fucking cool.
Fuck yeah.
But I start my morning on a little sauna blanket, but then my body is exposed, so I don't sweat.
Oh wow, that's nice. I think I could use a little like a cooling mat.
Come on over.
Yeah,
come on over
every morning.
I am sweaty now. You get sweaty?
Yeah.
It's hot in here, right?
Yeah, I am warm, but I don't know if the audience knows this, but I feel like I have these sweat undershirts that I bought because I just sweat so much.
This is a PSA. I mean, honestly, you should give your knowledge to the world because you're a sweaty boy and there's some sweaty people out there.
I'm a sweaty boy and I'm on camera a lot. And I always would get very self-conscious about having pit stains because there's nothing I could do about it. I would just sweat so much. And like a simple undershirt, no, I'm going to sweat through that undershirt and then sweat through the outer shirt.
Yeah, it's quite incredible.
But only, it's like only armpit sweat. I don't have excessive sweat anywhere else.
Wow.
So the armpit sweat was out of control. So I bought these shirts, free plug. They're called Thompson Tees. Basically, they're t-shirts that have a woven like thing into the armpits that absorbs moisture.
Whoa.
And it prevents it from getting to your outside shirt. So I've invested in a lot of these shirts and I wear them and I don't have pit stains. Look at this.
Like a silica gel.
We all have seen past episodes of Keith before.
Yeah.
Look at this.
I don't see it.
It's all uniform.
Nothing. What am I looking at, Keith? Because, I see nothing.
But you can see the edges of a little shirt.
I'm wearing a thick sweater, but my belly.
Boom, boom, boom.
I sort of get a sweat line.
You get a sweaty belly. I get warm on my stomach, but never sweaty.
Yeah, like I'm dripping right now.
I feel great. I'm wearing a very thick sweater, and I'm in a perfect cozy temp.
Yeah,
you like the warmth.
Yeah, buddy.
You need that warmth.
I like the chilliness.
Well, speaking of getting wasted, I thought we'd talk a little bit about getting wasted.
Okay.
Okay.
First, what's your favorite? Well, no, Zach, you don't have cocktails that much anymore. You're not really
No, alcohol is a very rare occurrence for me.
Yeah.
Special occasion only.
And when did that happen? I'm curious about that.
Oh, God. I mean,
a couple years ago, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, a lot. I was going to say a year ago, but that's not true because time has melted.
Time is tough. It's tough to know when things...
It was... Yeah. I mean, maybe it's been 3 or 4 years?
Yeah.
Is it? No. No.
No, I think it's been 3 years.
But it was before we went... It was the year that we went on tour, and it was before then, because when we were in Singapore, I was like, you know what? I'm breaking
the... I think you had just started before the tour.
But
I
the tour was in I think September.
You were like, yeah. You were like,
Singapore in September, and it was January of that year.
Yeah, I think you were like, I don't think I could do this tour dealing with my body with what alcohol affects.
It was before. I remember the first day, the first big test for me was Eugene's birthday, and his birthday is in January.
Yeah.
So it was January of 2019.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. I hope you guys really enjoyed us figuring out that math.
That was riveting.
Scheduling is good audio.
But anyway, it's been a couple of years. I don't drink alcohol. It's quite inflammatory. And so when I drink, I can kind of feel my body tense up.
And here's a question. Do you miss?
I like how Zach grabs the mic.
He does grab
with
it.
His hand.
He grabs it like a
I never
firm,
do.
Yeah. I choke it. I was never a big drinker, if that's what you're
Just curious about that journey because I haven't been drinking in January and it's probably like a specific time where I'm like, explicitly not drinking, probably like the longest I've gone for a while and doing that.
So here's the deal with me is that I've always been a big old stony.
Yeah.
I love the weeds. I love being goofy. It's just my preferred state of inebriation, of being altered in some way. I think it's more fun.
Oh, that's great.
But I was on Zoloft my whole childhood.
Mm-hmm.
It's an antidepressant that I took for OCD. And when you are on... when you're on an SSRI, it amplifies the effects of alcohol tremendously. I forget what it is, but it's like,
really?
I think it's like 8 times as potent.
Oh my gosh.
So, and I was on a quite a large dose. I was on 200 milligrams of Zoloft. So throughout college, and not that I drank in high school, but you know, I would get drunk very, very easily. And so the joke amongst my friends is that I would buy a six pack for the weekend and have a couple left over. And it was like two beers.
Yeah.
That's going to get me fucking toasty.
Right.
And then I would have another one for, I would always buy Red Stripe, Jamaican lager.
I went such
through,
a college.
We
beer.
All go through a red stripe phase.
I love
college.
Red Stripe.
They're the little, they look like little bottles of poison.
Yeah.
We all love that.
Yep.
I drank a little bit of Foster's. You guys have that?
No.
It's the Australian beer that's like a triple can.
Yeah, we used to drink those cans. We had a deal in Chicago in our improv shows for, they were $5 cans.
Yeah.
I would drink two of those.
Ooh, you're good.
And I'd be so full.
Yeah, there would be so much liquid.
I would be peeing for days. I had just so much beer in it, and it's awful. It's not good.
It's horrible beer.
It's very bad beer, but it was so cheap.
You know what I really liked? I loved doing a Brass Monkey. Mm. You don't know?
No, what's that?
You get a Colt 45, which is a 40.
Oh,
the big old,
you know what it is.
Big old glass, and you pour a little bit out, put some orange juice in it,
yeah.
Shake it up.
Yeah, it's nice.
Woo!
I never actually did that, but I knew people who did.
I did it all the time.
But we did, you know, more 40 nights, you know, where you do like your...
Edward
you
couple, 40 hands?
We never did that, but we did drink 40s
yeah.
as like a party. Like it would be a 40s party.
Yeah.
That's a great time. But yeah, I just was curious about that because I was like, you know, and I do love drinking culture and it's fun, but well, I definitely...
What was your first drink?
My first drink?
How old were you?
I think I was, let's see, I was probably 13.
Oh,
that's a little young.
But I didn't drink a lot. Like, so I had my first like beer. Me and my friends, like my brother was graduating. And so his graduation party, we like snuck a beer away from the beer that the adults were drinking and like brought it. My dad had this camper van
like
and we all like, yeah, it was like eighth grade.
Uh-huh. You all and sip the same
we
beer.
We all sip the same beer and we're like, ooh, whatever. And then me and all the boys went skinny dipping in my uncle's pond. No
yeah.
girls
you
around.
Were drunk.
Just being like, woo! And went, yeah, it was very...
You were toasted.
We were toasted. And so, but then in high school and stuff, not that I did anything in high school, but definitely more greens than drinking until like the latter half. But I don't know. In college, definitely. Yeah. It was a big, big excitement. What's your you're a cocktail guy, right?
I'm a cocktail guy.
I've been more interested in cocktails.
But it's really because Becky likes to make cocktails.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful for me.
That's a great thing to have.
She likes making cocktails and right. she makes very good cocktails. And I also used to live with Brian Wool, who makes exceptional drinks. So I just had people who liked making cocktails around me all the time. So I got into drinking cocktails. Yeah. Mostly bourbon cocktails is what I like. But I like margaritas. I like... You know, all the standards that people love. The one we started making most recently at our house is a paper plane.
Huh.
Which is,
it's
some of those bitters liquors. Like, I don't think, it's not Aperol, but it's stuff like that. It's basically lemon juice, bourbon, and two different bitters spirits, but it's quite good.
That sounds great.
You serve it in a little coupe.
Well, so a little coupe.
Serve it in a little coupe.
Ooh.
It's like it's the kind of a martini glass if it was more cup shaped.
Oh, I like that. Now, so the reason I ask, so I'm doing dry Jan. And then dry Jan, my goal for the year is to just drink
on the weekends.
/ get stoned with intention.
Oh.
That's my new goal. And I think it's because it's so easy to be like the end. It's the end of a hard day, whatever it is. I'll have a beer just to relax. And I want to not do that as much and more drink with intention. Be like, you know what? I'm going to have a cocktail and I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to do whatever. And I think cocktails are a better way to do that because sometimes beer just feels like you're like, oh, I have a beer and then I have another beer. Cocktail feels like it's like you got to make
it.
It's
true.
Mixing a potion.
You get trapped in the beer train.
Yeah. Just one.
So a little boop for you. Because the metronome is constantly going. So whenever I hit play, it's where it is.
Oh, that's great.
In whatever's going on. I was talking to my doctor.
Yeah.
And we got into a conversation of what is actually the healthy amount to drink.
Yeah.
And guys, you can drink 2 alcoholic drinks a day. But that's it.
Really?
And anything beyond that is very bad for you. And it's not like you can
stack up. What if you save it all and do it all on Friday?
She specifically said, they don't roll over. Yep. And I was like, dang.
We should talk to someone about that.
And it's like, not only is it like worse for you, it's like exponentially worse for you to have more than the two drinks. And for women, you can only have one.
Because it's extra hard on your liver and your everything.
Yes, but
how much
can
you toke?
What I love about my doctor, and I think she's super chill. I really like her. And she says, well, here's the thing. There's not enough research on weed for me to tell you if it's good or bad for you. Now, in 2 years, I might be telling all my clients, hey, ingest weed. All my patients, you should have weed. It's good for you. Or in 2 years, I might be telling everyone, don't ever do weed ever. But there's not enough research for me to, as a professional, tell you what to do.
Really?
So if it's not affecting your life in a negative way and, you know, you don't feel like you need it, then it's probably fine.
Yeah.
For now. Or at least I can't tell you it's not fine or fine, really. I thought it was a dope take.
It is a great take. And you telling that story reminded me of the first time, like on your medical form, when you go to see the doctor, it's like, how many times do you smoke a week? And I remember the first time I was like, do I tell him? Like, will I get arrested?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Because I didn't know the pipeline. Like, if I write honestly.
Just go through the cops to get to my doctor. Is this evidence?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I love this. You're saying that you're going to do it with intention.
Yeah.
Which, to be honest, I think is how I do it. I think people assume that I'm smoking all the time, but I only do it if I like have a purpose. Like if it's like, oh, I'm watching this movie or I want to play a goofy game or I'm with friends or I want to maybe do some stupid writing. Like, but on most weeknights, I will not choose to do it unless I have a goal for my high.
Well, I think it's also just, it's easy to get into the cycle. I mean, the world is challenging. We're inside still primarily. It's easy to get on autopilot of just being like, all right, at the end of the day, I get a little reward or a treat. And so it's like, I'd rather do weed or do a cocktail to enjoy myself than to like be like, I'm like stressed. You know what I mean? I think that's an interesting distinction.
What if you want to enjoy yourself every night? It's not about stress.
Then I'm intending
I'm sure that it is probably a bit habitual because I typically smoke a joint at night, but I only smoke like half a joint or a small joint. And I typically a little baby joint. And I'm like, not trying to get out of my mind. I'm just trying to like get a little high.
Oh yeah.
Play with the cats.
That's the best.
Watch a TV show. Yeah. Relax. Maybe play with my beeps and boops. Maybe get in a little VR. Play some games. You know, I think nights are great times for activities.
Yeah.
And
it can help with work life balance if that's what you need, right? Because I think it's really important, no matter what, to have a ritual, and it does not need to be a substance-based ritual. In fact, it's probably better that it isn't.
Yeah.
That signifies my workday is over.
Right. Yeah.
And when it was nicer out for me and Maggie, it was like she came home, I would close the laptop, and we would go for a walk with Bowie, and that was like,
that's cute.
The workday is done.
That's cute.
And you know, for a lot of people, that's cooking dinner or putting on your favorite show. And I think that it's really good to then not go back to work. And when you are smoking a joint, it kind of
I can't do work after that.
No, totally.
That's helpful. Is a helpful thing because, like, if a text or email comes in after like 9 p.m., first of all, it shouldn't be coming in at that time, but it happens.
Yeah,
and especially early on in our career, it did.
But what's great is sometimes things do come in at 9 o'clock. But it's like, eat the menu, rough cut. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be funny for me.
No, right. It's probably going to make you more
It's like, this is good. I can do this high. And honestly, it's probably better. Because I'm going to find ways to make more humorous choices and weird choices than really even know. It's like, ooh, put some cows on the screen. just fill the screen with cows for a few seconds.
Eat the menu, brought to you by marijuana.
Definitely is inspired. Some of the choices are inspired by marijuana.
Yeah, I think as they should be. But yeah, I think that's an interesting, that's my goal for the year.
That's a good goal. We're trying to, after this, just go back to like no partying on school nights.
Yeah, I think that's important.
Or like trying to make drinking an event as well. Like if we're going out to someone's house for dinner,
right,
or going
now,
out
I'm
to
right,
dinner,
right? Cheers, fellas.
But like, yeah, if it's going to be a social event or we're going to do something nice, then like have a drink. Make it part of the fun of that day. Doesn't have to be like going to a club. Could just be going to brunch.
It is funny too. Like I think about when I was in my, I mean, I'm only 28, but right when I graduated college, being
in your
New
wee,
York.
Wee lad days.
I was a wee lad. But it, like the excitement, and I still get it. I don't get this anymore, but the excitement of seeing a special at a bar that's like two beers and a shot.
A deal.
a deal.
You don't get like, a lot of deals in LA bars. Let me tell you, back in Chicago,
yeah,
there'd be like it was called a pony back or something's back.
Yeah.
But you get a shot of a cheap whiskey with your cheap beer.
Yeah, the best. And that would just be so exciting. We'd be get that all night.
$5 for a beer and a shot. But it's like a lunch special.
Yeah, it's like the worst.
Okay, I guess. Because the reason was because for a while, Chicago couldn't have happy hours. Like legally, they could only have daily specials. But that meant that that special was all day.
Oh, God.
So you could have, if they had a Thursday night special, that was a Thursday special.
Oh,
which meant Thursdays, you could go to this taco place and get beer and whiskey for lunch. For cheap.
Yeah. There is a bar, and I'm sure you've seen it in New York, that it's right when you're getting onto right when you're in the Lower East Side. Or no, the East Village.
Library?
Is it the library that has the five shots for $5?
Oh, they're talking about picklebacks.
Whoa.
No.
Picklebacks are good.
There's a bar, but it's like right when you get off the subway stop and you're going onto St. Mark's. And there's a bar, and it always had a billboard that would be like five shots for $5. And I would see that. And just the idea of doing five shots, you go with friends. And so you have to go with, I mean, obviously, if you're doing five shots in a row, you should probably not do that. Are you sure
it
wasn't?
Did you ever try to buy it? I bet it was like $5 per shot.
No.
It was five.
Oh, it was five shots for $5.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
And
that's
it was
insane.
Unreal. I only did it
a
handful.
What was the liquor?
Horrible. Just gasoline. Fucking horrible.
Mr. Boston's.
Why do they carry it?
I don't know, but it was horrible.
Got people in the door.
That's true.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know what it is? Is that you go there because you want that cheap shot, and then you're like, I can't fucking do that again. Give me a cocktail.
It's too much.
Yeah.
So you were saying before that you want a little treat at night, right?
Yeah,
that's why you've been having a cocktail. That's why you've been smoking. And I get a little treat every night, and it makes me so fucking happy. So I don't get high every night, but I do partake in weed-based substances. I take CBD because I need it for my back. I was on ibuprofen for a long time, and I'm like, oh, this is going to give me liver damage. I can't do that. So switch to CBD. I take a lot of CBD. I take 50 milligrams of CBD every night to sleep, which is, you know, for context, this is 5 milligrams of THC, and I'm going to be quite high in about 3 minutes.
This has 4 milligrams of CBD, so I'm going to have 8 milligrams of CBD and 4 more milligrams of
THC.
You're going
to feel
THC.
Quite
I'm already
pleasant.
Feeling quite chill.
I'm looking for an alternate for my back, so this is helpful.
So CBD, I'm going to tell you.
What's wrong with your back?
He's
a big boy.
I'll talk about that.
I'm a big boy.
I know.
I lucked out in the back.
You sure did.
In the back. I don't know how. I don't have a shitty back. I have terrible posture. Go
you
ahead.
You really do.
So your CBD really helps, though.
Yeah, and it's not cheap. And it also, they are not all made equally for whatever reason. You have to get the full spectrum CBD. Mm. And some work for me and some don't. And I'm trying to figure out why. But I like to get them as little sour gummy bears. And so I
like a vitamin gummy.
Basically. But they're sour.
Yeah.
And I don't eat sugar at all. You know, I talked about cutting out alcohol. Mm-hmm. I mean, other than this fucking sugar soda weed drink. It's quite sugary. But like I really, there's no processed sugar in my diet.
Really?
At all. Yeah. I mean, fruit, but that's not processed, right? So, but every night I get to have two gummy bears right before bed, and they are fucking delicious. And I look forward to it every night. And it's like this thing where, like, even if I'm on the couch and I'm like, oh, I'm so tired, I don't want to get ready for I get to go have gummy bears. And it's like such a delight.
That's very funny.
It's so cute. So, guys, get some fucking, but it's, again, not cheap. It's like, it ends up being like, I don't know, like $1.80 a gummy bear or something.
Oh, wow. That is expensive. I mean,
cheaper than a cocktail.
Yeah,
much
true.
Cheaper. But no, my back, Keith, it's fucked up. I talked about this briefly, but like my back is fucked up. I'm going to physical therapy for it. It's like my sciatic nerve is irritated in some way. And it's because of, because I think the biggest thing is I had hernia surgery. So already my core is weakened because I learned how to bend over with my upper back and my hips instead of my abs. And then I went from shooting all our videos, which was me standing, moving gear, to sitting for, the whole week, really. And so I also like sit at my desk when I'm like playing video games or working on my own editing projects. So it just became a lot of sitting. And now standing, sitting, it just is a mess on my back.
We got to get you working out, get that core strength.
I know. So,
baby boy.
But I take a lot of ibuprofen because it is debilitating. I know. And so I'm trying to find an alternative, but maybe
is it interrupting your sleep?
The back pain? Yeah. I think it means that I will have to sleep in a very specific position.
And you know you can't do it on an empty stomach, ibuprofen.
Yes. No, I do know that, that it's very bad for empty stomach. Yeah. But yeah, it's been a mess. It makes me feel like I'm old and I'm dying. So I need
get older, you start realizing, well, maybe those decisions when I was 15 to jump up and down like crazy were a bad idea. That all added up. Yeah. I have some knee issues. Mm. They're not like super bad, but they were bad on the tour because we were like, I was exacerbating it.
Right.
And I don't run on treadmills. Like running hurts my knees. So like I can only like speed walk. You just have to learn what you can do and do that.
Learn what you can do and do that.
Yeah.
Well, let's get another drunk email here.
Oh, do you have one for us or for you?
Yes, I do.
What a cool bunch of boops going on in there.
Now, could I start pressing buttons and figure something out, or will it just be awful?
So what I can do for you is tell you, you basically just hold down the MIDI button. And then you hit one of these top buttons to see a different thing on the screen, and then you just twist some knobs.
Maybe next episode I'll be the little DJ.
Yeah, it's pretty, I mean, it's, once you understand how to navigate the interface, it's actually quite simple. But a lot of the, I've spent about 3 to 4 hours just like, what's this button? How do I get to this thing? Even just now, I hit the wrong thing and I got to a whole different set of menus. I've never seen like, oh, but this is pretty cool. And I was I was fiddling.
Is it the weed talking or is this just the longest episode we've ever done?
Feels a thousand years.
Feels long. I sent you an email.
You sent me an email?
Well, I sent Keith a screenshot of an email because I couldn't figure out a copy and paste.
Did you text it?
I texted it, yeah.
You did.
While you read this email, I got to do a form for Maggie. A form? Yeah,
a form?
I was supposed to fill out a form this morning.
Oh no. Boy. What is it about? Are you buying a gun?
Yeah, I'm buying it. I'm getting Maggie a Glock for Valentine's Day.
Okay, here we go. Hi, guys. Hey. Zach said not to email drunk, but could do it high. And I'm high now. So, hi.
I don't recall saying that.
Sexies. All right. Sup, sexies. Winky face. Parentheses. I'm 21. If that makes it less weird that I called you sexy than like if a 14-year-old does. It's double parentheses. I bet it doesn't. How do y'all deal with that? IDK, I would handle that being the public eye. Anyhow, I have been watching y'all literally since the beginning when I was a wee lass. And now I just sit and watch like a little grandma being proud. Like, oh, wow. Hide, hide, ho. Look at my grandbabies. I'm thinking this is in Eugene's Irish borough from high school. Okay. Anyways, love y'all. Feel like I should give you a secret, even though this isn't a review. But anyways, my secret is when I was younger, I'm talking like 6, I would take my mom's wallet and play bank and be both teller and customer. And I would be like, oh, hi, I need $20. And then I'd swipe her card and pull out a 20 and just walk away with it. XOXO. Hope I get a dope ass fake name. Oh yeah. Also, love you, Keith. I know you say sometimes you feel like you don't get commented on enough, but you are amazing. I love all the content you do. Also, hashtag Miles Nation. And that email was from Dirks McGlurbins.
Oh, Dirks McGlurbins.
Dirks strikes again.
Dirks McGlurbins.
I don't really know how, if there's anything to respond to.
Well, she said she used to take her mom's purse, pull out a credit card, and then ask herself if she could have $20. She would say yes, swipe it somewhere, and then just take $20 and leave.
Yeah, that's nice.
I don't think that's playing bank.
Yeah, it's theft.
I think that's stealing from your mom, and you knew what you were doing.
You guys ever steal things when you were a kid?
Yeah.
I didn't.
From who?
From who?
Well, from like a store or like shoplifter. Yeah, the one. Or like
not when I was little. In college, I stole eye drops. I thought they were too expensive.
Sometimes you gotta stick it to the man.
The price was just unfair, and I was like, Walmart?
Yeah.
No, this is way too expensive for eye drops. They were like $17. Like, fucking eye drops?
That's Walmart.
Not a chance. I'm pocketing these and I'm leaving.
Yeah, it's Walmart.
I think that was the right call.
But I don't think you should do that.
No,
but
we don't condone.
That is what I did. I'm being honest.
Yeah, I like that. And I mean, similarly, it's Walmart. So like, just when you want sunglasses, you just put them on and you leave.
Yeah. Oops, I forgot it.
We don't condone it.
I pitched to Miles a candid competition that was what chain is the easiest to shoplift from, where we just blatantly shoplift, do not attempt to hide it, and walk out and see what happens. And I don't think it's a good idea, But I also think it's a fun idea.
I mean, look, you're an adult. Like, you don't have parents that are going to be mad that you shoplifted. If Maggie, like, what's the worst that could happen? You pay a fine?
I don't know what the consequence is.
It depends on what you're stealing. And like, if you happen to accidentally have something on your person that could be construed as a weapon.
Oh, that's a good...
If you had a pocket knife in your pocket and you, like, stole something and they found you and put you over, it would say you robbed with an armed robbery.
Oh, whoa.
Wow.
Even
well,
here's if you another didn't use idea. It, doesn't matter.
Yeah. What if I have a bunch of narcotics on me? And so there's, like, that extra stress of, like, oh, if I get caught, I got possession.
Yes, that would be bad.
That'd be bad.
It'd be just two charges. They wouldn't be the same charge.
I think it would be a good thing for my brand.
Be arrested for shoplifting?
For sure.
Yeah. Shoplifting?
Yeah. Like, Winona Ryder, that kind of began her...
That's true.
Her...
Yeah.
Did you see... Oh, fuck. I want to get this story right. So please pause for 20 seconds.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I also think it's like...
No. I said please pause.
Yeah, you got it.
We like that thumping kick. Pretty dope, right?
I do like that.
Yeah, okay, I thought so. So, Vic Mensa, did you see this the other day?
Oh, what did
he
do?
He got charged, he got caught at an airport for possession of psychedelics and some other drugs. I don't know the full story. And he just tweeted after he was released, "Whoa, what a trip." just
wow. I like Vic Mensa's music.
I like that, and I like that for me. I think that this year I should have some low level crimes because I think it would only up my star power. I don't want to do like the whole like, oh, Zach Kornfeld lit his pool table on fire and his neighbors are pissed. Like, I don't want to be a menace.
Yeah.
I want to be a fun criminal.
A little fun crime.
Stealing like lube from a CVS.
That's also a great point. It's like, what, like, okay, what most item? People are shoplifting jewelry or sunglasses. Boring. I'm going to shoplift Jiffy Lube.
I didn't do Jiffy Lube. I meant KY.
Okay, sure.
You shoplift from Jiffy Lube?
Jiffy Lube is a tire
it's
shop.
It's going to be hard to shop.
I'm going to shoplift tires.
Maybe you can steal some, like, air fresheners from the lobby. There's not a lot to purchase.
Yeah, it's not much that it keeps it's to a steal service. An oil service.
It's the thing you pull in and they change your oil. I guess you could, like, as soon as they finish, just fucking back up out of there and hope that you don't kill someone.
Yeah. What about, okay, I'll go to Walmart. Uh-huh. And you know the section, the aisle with all the bikes?
Yes.
I get one of the kid bikes with the training wheels and I just fucking rip it. I just pedal as fast and hard as I can for the door, screaming for Valhalla.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that.
See how far I get.
You'd get there.
I don't. Walmart checks receipts.
What are they going to do?
Yeah, but you clearly aren't pretending you purchased it. You're flying out of the store on a child's bicycle.
Yeah. People think that
screaming,
like,
Valhalla.
Yeah.
So I think they're not going to be like, oh, sir, actually, can I see that receipt?
You think the manager's really going to care?
They're not going to like it. And they're going to put like a can't shop here sign of your face. But that's
that would be really good for candid competition.
It would make future episodes way more exciting.
If you were banned from Walmart.
I had another idea.
What if you just
that,
went in and asked if they could ban you?
Oh, my God. Where's the easiest store to get banned from?
Yeah, it'd be like, I am going to come here tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I'm going to shoplift. You should ban me.
Don't let me in. I have a problem.
This is your chance to stop me.
This is a good idea, and I will be adding it to my working document. I have about 8 ideas. I thought that we were done. We're never done.
No, art is never finished.
I had another idea where, because Miles and I are now both too famous for candid competition.
It's true. It's true.
That we were going to have to go undercover, so I was going to get a prosthetics maker, but the prosthetics maker was going to come and just make perfect replicas of our faces that we would put over our own faces.
That's really
that we
funny.
Could then rip off to reveal
your own
our
face. I mean, that's my one that's of my favorite gags is to rip off pants to reveal more pants.
That's so good.
Rip off shirt to reveal more shirts. I think that is so funny. It's so funny.
That's really nice. I think also the best public place to get broken up with.
That one's good. On the list and is certainly happening. I also have, are we just giving away all of our ideas?
Or cheated on? Because I feel like if you get broken up with, you're not, they're not going to give you free stuff necessarily.
What?
But if someone's like, if you, I cheated on you, and like, I cheated on you, I fucked your best friend, and then they leave, then they probably would give you a free cake or something. They'd be like, the bill's on us, I'm so sorry.
That's actually, that's a really good, the breakup series.
Yeah.
Just do like.
Yeah, we're going to do a breakup season.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then one of those, you. I don't know if I want to give away all these ideas.
Yeah, so
maybe,
sorry.
Maybe bleep this one.
I'll bleep this one, yeah.
This, just this next one.
Oh yeah, I love that.
I was there, I think, for the conceit of that episode. Because
really
Rachel was also in the room and she was horrified.
Because it would also be about designing the apparatus.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
It's in miles.
No. Just like hire an actor to do the deed.
Yeah. I think that hiring actors to do candy competition stuff in general is just great.
Yeah. We're in the city for it.
That's Nathan. Very Nathan for you.
Yeah. It's a good idea.
There was a
you
lovely...
could try to get people who look kind of like you.
We did that for a video with you once.
Yeah,
yeah,
we did. We got a handful of boys that look kind of like me.
There was a lovely article that about how Nathan for you, it was about Nathan for you's influence on the modern internet and how the entire modern internet is made in its image. And for a show that was not that successful at the time, it really made me quite proud.
Yeah, I love that show. I think it's fucking gold.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
You watching How To with John Wilson?
No, not yet. I gotta see.
What do you mean not yet? It's two seasons in. It's truly the greatest show on TV.
Only watched the first half season, and I totally just forgot about it. And then Bebo told me about it, so I started watching it again.
Too busy watching Bosch. I'm just kidding. I'm not watching Bosch.
Too busy catching reruns of Rizzoli and Isles.
It's like a big Amazon Prime lawyer show.
I do like falling asleep to those shows.
Yeah, they're fun.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, heading to the stage, your one and only hilarious advice giver, Miles Bonsignore.
Give me the advice. Give me the advice. Give me the advice. Give me the advice. Unzip your pants. Pull it out. Out. Unzip your bra. Pull them out. Boners and dicks now. Boners and dicks now. Boners and dicks now. Boners and dicks now.
This is advice that'll go for Miles.
What's up, Miles Nation? How y'all doing tonight? Have you ever wanted your life to be a music festival?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Have you ever wanted
an
additional member of your family?
Yes.
What word is that?
Grime. Muck. Yucky poop. Stinky. Nasty scum.
Nasty, nasty.
Those are preconceived notions about what it's going to be like to have a mouse in your house.
No, you have a mouse in your house?
My advice to you to spice up your weekday is to have a mouse loose shitting in your house.
I got mouse in my house and I want to bounce.
Sarah and I came home from a little weekend trip to find that there was absolutely a mouse that had found its way into our home.
Now I have an important clarifying question
here. Yes.
Are you certain that it's a mouse and not a rat?
It's 100% a rat.
How dare you?
I know, it's hard to get over that emotionally.
It's not a rat.
I have, look, you, LA.
You're talking to the fucking Rat King of Los Angeles over here.
I also, like, I had to put so many traps all over my home. Yeah. I had to have people come and wall things off because there were rats in my fucking wall.
Tell us the signs, Miles.
Okay,
what's
the
happening?
Signs that it's a mouse are that the poops are very little. And I know what a rat poop size is like.
No, rats also poop small.
Really?
Baby rats.
Baby rats.
They are babies at some point.
Paint the whole pics.
I'm devastated right now.
It's
really devastating. So I think
I know, it's
this
hard.
Happened prior where like a year or two ago, we had a mouse. It was a mouse. It was a big mouse, but it was a mouse, not a rat.
How do you know?
Because of the telltale signs.
Because Keaton was wearing red shorts and suspenders.
It was the Stuart Little.
And invited me to his house in Anaheim.
So here's the thing. I believe it was a mouse, but we had a prior. And the way it got in, it was not through a hole or anything in the walls. It ran in through. We probably had the door open in the backyard. We're hanging out with the dog. Mouse ran in. It's cold outside. Same thing is happening now where
I really can't stay.
It's cold out.
I've looked around and there doesn't seem to be any holes that need to be patched, which is a good thing. It seems again like, you know, we had people around, our dog's playing in the backyard, we had our doors open for whatever reason. Seems like the mouse ran in somehow. We have the window open a lot.
So it's loose in the house. It's not in the walls.
No, it's not in the walls. And that's a fact. It's not in the walls. It is running rampant and I have seen it. It is a bold little fucker. I've seen it like with a mouse. You think you're going to see it once every couple weeks because it's going to be sneaky. I've seen this fucker every day.
That's funny.
And I don't say there's more than one mouse because I know what you're thinking.
If there's if one, there's it, more
no,
than one.
There's not.
Now, have you seen, I'm looking at, back to my thread of my,
yes, I have seen this great thread
and forgetting how incredible it was.
Yes.
Have you seen like, have they eaten any things? Like, have they chewed through?
No.
A bag of candy?
No.
And you've opened all your lower cabinets?
Yes. No.
And have you fed it?
Oh, have you checked? Do you have like storage of Birdie's food?
Yes. Not in there. Haven't chewed anything. Not in there.
Okay. By the way, you're going to want to get an airtight like vacuum.
And we
like,
have got it. Yeah.
Like a bin for that fucking
ASAP. We have a plastic bin.
Yeah.
Because that was what they had chewed through Bowie's old food, which was high fiber food. So they were shitting on overdrive in my house.
And so I know where he is pretty much, or she.
Thank you.
But I know that he's either under the sink or in like under the stove.
So a trap.
I have not found my way to the Home Depot to get a trap yet. But what I did do, and this did not work, was I looked up DIY mouse traps, took a bucket.
You do not need to DIY
a paper towel roll, put
we
peanut
don't
butter
pay
on
you
it.
You poorly.
There's a low, there's a Lowe's a mile from the office.
I know. I'm going to go probably on my way back to right work from there. Home today.
They probably even have it at Target.
They definitely do. But and I put peanut butter on it. And I was like, the idea is that the mouse will go onto the paper towel roll and it's being suspended by a string and they'll try to lick the peanut butter, but it's unstable and it'll flip them into the bucket. So I did that. And then my dog licked up all the peanut butter.
You tried to reinvent the mouse trap?
I'm an inventor. I wanted to keep him alive.
What were you going to do?
You stew pickles, motherfucker. Just buy one in a store.
Maybe he'll be a part of our family. We can keep him in the bucket. It'll be fun. Now I want death. I want to kill
him. You got to smash him. And it's unfortunate.
I got to smash him.
Smash him?
That's what a
mousetrap does. And blows their brains all
okay.
over.
Okay.
Or if it gets their guts, it's not a good sight.
And it's hard. But
I want you. Oh, I forgot. We had rats or mice. Rats in the old Try Guys office.
I had to.
And we had rats in the old Try Guys office.
I had to remove them sometimes.
But we, over vacation, set a trap.
Yeah.
And we came back and there was like Kill Bill style blood splattered on the office wall.
Oh.
And it was over vacation and only poor Sam was there.
Oh, yeah.
And he had to tend to it. I want you to picture a grain of rice. Mm-hmm. Is the poop, how does it compare to the grain of rice?
Smaller.
How much smaller?
A fourth, maybe a third.
A fourth of the size?
Yeah.
Okay, he might have
mice. It's little. I might have a mouse. I know, because I know what a rat shit looks like.
Which is about the size of rice.
Which is about the size of rice. And this thing is, it's little. It's like
you
it's,
just said it's little. Oh, the poop.
No.
You think you have a field mouse.
I think I've got a
field. What would he be doing in there?
Scurrying. I think he got in because it was warm. But so far, nothing on the countertop. Which is like, I think that he knows that we're on the countertop, so he's fucking...
He's being a good boy.
Well, he's respectful.
He's being a really good boy.
You think this is a really smart creature. not one driven purely by instinct and survival.
I think he lives under the sink, and I need to go home. And I need to, well, the real thing is, we just got home, back pain, et cetera, long trip, was on a flight, right. My back hurts. So now I'm like, I need to clean out under the sink, which is the first part, disorient him.
Yep.
And then you lay the traps.
Disorient them.
No, because they know where they pee in the shit.
I'm gonna put strobe lights in his house.
All right, mouse first.
Exactly for the mouse. Yeah.
Again, every time you stop, I don't want it to. I could live in this all episode. Mouse first rat.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that he has a proclivity for fine French dining?
Oh, that's a good point. He did eat all of our Gouda. No, I the only things and the grossest part, and I had. mice in my apartment in New York. Also not rats. But the thing is, if you have one, you can't have the other.
What are you talking about?
If you have mice, you don't have rats.
They
fight. They don't. They hate each other.
Sharks and jets?
Sharks and jets type.
But how would the mice win? They're smaller.
But there's more of them? I don't know. But I just know that they don't go in the same areas. If you have mice, you don't have rats.
And if you have rats,
you're fucked. So with your rats, how'd you get rid of your rat situation?
It was hell.
How fucking sick ends. Is this right now, though?
That's really cool. Good. Little bird.
A little loud now.
Now, so your rat situation, how did it end?
We don't have time, Miles.
Oh, God.
You know we don't have time.
I know. I'm really... It's a problem that it's like the Babadook. I know that it's down there, and I know I don't want to deal with it.
Babadook.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you catch that, cutie.
Mm-hmm.
Make him your friend.
It has given me a will to live.
Purpose.
And, yeah, purpose, which has been good.
It's been a rough pandemic.
Yeah, been a rough pandemic.
It's rough out here.
I'm into this sound. How about y'all? Cool.
It's like Super Mario double jump sound. Yeah.
Is it possible to just do the without the metronome?
Oh, without the beats?
Yeah.
Maybe. Let me...
Close. Yeah, this sound is
pretty close.
Sounds like you're swimming in a Mario game.
I love this. Or like Yoshi's at a buffet.
Yeah.
And I'll see what this is like in a different algorithm.
Yo. System is down.
This has been
the system is down.
Thursday morning DJ set with Keith.
The system is down. Thanks for listening to another perfect episode. We're kind of, I should be high now. I've had 5 milligrams, so
yeah.
We're going to roll right into the next episode, but we'll see you next week, motherfuckers. Hey, I want you to look in the mirror, look deep.
Look deep.
And say, yeah. All right, I guess that's what you're saying.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to the tripod. We had a really good time on a tripod. I got to play my synthesizer on the tripod. Thanks for listening to the tripod.